Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our top story this half hour, two men who authorities say were looking for someone to shoot have been charged with attempted murder after the shooting of a young boy on Chicago's Near West Side earlier this week. The story from WBBM's Andy Dane.
22-year-old Isaiah Renteria has been charged with first-degree attempted murder and fleeing police, while 23-year-old Pedro Molina is facing attempted murder charges. Those charges stem from a shooting Tuesday night in the 1800 block of West 21st Place, in which investigators say a 12-year-old boy was shot in the head and hospitalized in extremely critical condition. Prosecutors say the shots were fired from a black Dodge Challenger with no license plates that was later tracked down in LaGrange by a police helicopter. Inside, officers found Molina in the back seat. Testing later determined he had gun residue on his body. That's the story from the Near West Side.
Chicago police sergeant and a fellow officer who wounded an innocent bystander during a police shootout in Pilsen this summer are now charged with a felony. State's attorney Kim Fox explains.
The officers today are being charged with official misconduct based on statements that they made to authorities that was contradicted by the evidence in this case.
Fox says Sergeant Christopher Leocopoulos and Officer Ruben Reynoso claimed they were fired on first. But Fox says video evidence showed they fired first, wounding two people, including the bystander.
As Riot Fest gets underway in Douglas Park today, music fans are excited to see some of their favorite acts, but some are also becoming more aware of the festival's impact on the nearby community.
So what's got you most excited this year?
Sunny Day Real Estate.
Alkaline Trio. Gotta rep the Chicago, you know.
Also Alkaline Trio.
I want to see MCR, and I want to see the Front Bottoms, for sure.
There is plenty of fun to be had at Riot Fest this year, but as ticket holders arrive and see the signs of community disapproval, many are wondering at what cost.
We have kids that are in soccer leagues that had to move to parks further away from the neighborhood because they couldn't take the disruption of the three mega fests they've had in the park this year.
Robin Seamer is just outside the gates sharing with music lovers some of the impacts that festivals held at Douglas Park have on the neighborhood. She is even having many signed pre-scripted postcards that will be sent to Riot Fest organizers.
I feel like I'm taking part in something I shouldn't be taking part in because I see all these signs as we're driving by and it's like, you know, stop megafests in Douglas Park.
Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago aldermen have given preliminary approval for a new deputy city inspector general for public safety.
Members of the City Council Public Safety Committee gave Tabara Richardson a warm welcome and a unanimous recommendation to be the city's new deputy inspector general for public safety. That's the job Deborah Witzberg had before she was promoted to be the top IG. She's been a federal prosecutor, an assistant state's attorney, and is currently counsel to Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Richardson's a lifelong Chicagoan.
The experience of working with and observing law enforcement, both professionally and personally, allows me to consider the investigations and continued improvements of policies, practices, and trainings from a unique perspective.
This recommendation goes to the full council next Wednesday at City Hall. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reporting a strong demand for the updated bivalent COVID-19 vaccinations. More than 188,000 Illinoisans now have received the new booster since they became available at the beginning of this month.
Well, the Chicago Police Board has voted unanimously to fire a police officer who shot and killed a man during a foot chase, WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
It was a little over 4 years ago when Officer Sheldon Thrasher was chasing a man believed to have been involved in a drug deal near 47th and Prairie. 24-year-old Maurice Granton was climbing a fence trying to get away when police say the officer shot him in the back. The superintendent recommended that he be fired. He wrote the use of force was not necessary to prevent death or great bodily harm. He also noted the officer failed to turn on his body camera until after the shooting and had a verbal altercation with onlookers. The city settled a wrongful death suit with Granton's family for $4.25 million. That's the story from the police board.
A student carrying a pellet gun caused a lockdown at Barrington High School this morning. That lockdown has been lifted. Now the police has arrested the culprit. Students reported seeing the student carrying a gun in the bathroom. The building was placed on immediate lockdown. The Barrington Police School Resource Officer found the student carrying a pellet gun, though, underneath clothing. They were taken into police custody. Classes have fully resumed and there is no longer a threat.
Investigators in Campton Hill say they aren't sure whether a filthy, neglected home where they removed dozens of cats and dogs yesterday can be saved or needs to be demolished.
Campton Hill's police commander Michael Ziegler says after getting an anonymous tip about the home on Town Hall Road near Route 64, investigators found about 30 dogs and at least 20 cats inside. Ziegler says police and firefighters had to put on hazmat gear and breathing masks before they could enter the home safely.
In 30 years of being a police officer, it was probably by far the worst home I've seen in my career. The amount of waste and garbage and human and animal feces in there, that's why it prompted the hazmat response for us.
Ziegler says two older adults and their three adult children lived in the home and were taken to hospitals for treatment of minor scratches and flea bites. The cats and dogs were taken to Kane County Animal Control for treatment and to determine how many of them can be offered for adoption. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
More water problems, this time in Robbins. Mayor Darren Bryant ordered the water shut off in six apartment buildings in the southwest suburb. Donna Jenkins lives in one of the three apartment buildings that's still without running water. She says something should have been worked out for herself and her neighbors.
Went without water last night, waking up to no water. Like, how long? We cannot do this for too much longer. No. It's like putting you in survival mode.
The mayor claims that the building's owners have failed to meet obligations to bill payment plans, but the owners deny ever entering into any such agreement.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.